The message was sent from the Dublin Wireless School opposite the GPO on Easter Tuesday, and the message using Morse code transmitted that day. They were broadcasting the first sentence there, "Irish Republic declared in Dublin today." And as we know, that Pearse read that proclamation a day earlier from the steps of the GPO in one of the oldest forms of communication, print, I suppose. So this is, they were really forward-looking individuals, in fact, using this new technology, which was in its relative infancy, to proclaim the new republic. As far as we know, it was Joseph Mary Plunkett who was very interested in communications, telecommunications and radio at this time. And he sent over Fergus O'Kelly, Liam Daly and John O'Connor to the wireless office to get the transmitter working. And it was John O'Connor and Liam Daly who erected the antennas for the broadcast that day.
Joe Plunkett came into the hall and he spoke to me and he said that he wanted me to take possession of the wireless school over Ryas's jewellery shop and to take six men and go over there and take possession of the wireless school and put the apparatus which was there into working order. So our first work was to get the area erected, and we got the wire to form an aerial. We made an aerial and we commenced putting the poles up in the position using the six men that had been sent over.
Well, prior to this, there was no broadcast of radio in Ireland. So this is the first, and one of the first in the world. Well, one of the first clandestine, or we could say the pirate radio transmission of the world, you know. What the rebels were transmitting was Morse code, which would have been from a spark transmitter, which basically is connected to an antenna and just disturbs or interference on the radio waves.
I myself was with a section of the Rathfarnham Company, which was rushed to the roof sometime after our arrival. And there we remained until late on Wednesday night, sleepless and ever on the alert. One fascinating sight during our watch was the wireless as it flashed out signals at night over the DBC building across the road. We learned later that the flashing sheet of light, as it seemed to us, was broadcasting the proclamation of the Republic to the world. And later, indeed, I saw an American paper, dated for the Tuesday or Wednesday of Easter week, with that news well splashed in an enormous heading on its front page.
The actual spark transmission, it would have sounded like an electric static charge. It's just like a crack. The spark transmitter, to see it, if you imagine an arc of lightning or an arc when two electric points are arced, you get that connecting disturbance, and it just has this crack sound. There is a long story that they were trying to, you know, transmit the message down to Karhazovin to get it to New York. It was picked up in many places, Germany, Bulgaria, but also, unfortunately for them, the battleship Helga picked it up. So it almost speeded their demise.
We were told to rest and sat on floors, on tables, too tired to eat or sleep. I wandered through the tunneled walls and met Willie Pearse outside the headquarters room. He told me quietly that Connolly had been asked out to negotiate, and then said in a tone that made his meaning very clear, "They have decided to go, to save the men from slaughter, for slaughter it is. But say nothing yet, as it may not come to anything." Very soon we were marching through O'Connell Street to lay down our arms. Sean McDermott had read Pearse's order to us and told us that this week of Easter would be long remembered. And as we marched along under a white flag, our own flag still flew over the gutted GPO and the huge shell of the Imperial Hotel. And for long my mind was haunted by a glimpse on that last march of the O'Rahilly in his green uniform, lying waxen and still on a Moore Street pavement.
Irish Republic declared in Dublin today. Irish troops have captured the city and are in full possession. Enemy cannot move in city. The whole country rising.
This is the sound of Ireland's first radio broadcast, transmitted at this exact time, on this exact date, 100 years ago today. The declaration of an Irish Republic, broadcast in Dublin, heard around the world. This is the sound of Irish radio, on air since 1916. Brought to you by RTE Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. To find out more, visit thesoundof16.ie.